Okay, we're going to learn a piece from the Sefer Yareach Lamoadim by Rav Yerucham Olshan, who is one of the great Rosh Yeshiva of the Lakewood Yeshiva. Okay, he has beautiful, beautiful essays in Halacha and in Machshava. So we're going to learn one of his Machshava pieces. Okay, it's a very long piece, but we're gonna zip through it and we're gonna chop it up. We're gonna get the main Yesod. Okay, he begins by pointing out a remez that's brought in a number of Svarim. It's a strange remez, it's an unusual remez, that in Parshas Miketz, which of course 9 out of 10 times is Shabbos Chanukah, we find that when Yosef and the brothers are getting ready to sit down to a Suda together, so the Pasuk says, V'tavavach tavach v'hachen. He's quoting here from the Eliyahu Rabbah in the name of the Shulte Giborim. The Matamosha you see over here brings it as well. Right, that if you look at the words v'tavavach tavach v'hachen, so again the Sifrei Minhagim and the Poskim point out that if you look at the last letter of tavach plus the word v'hachen, it's the letters Chanukah. Everyone see that? Interesting. A pasuk in this coming week's parsha that Yosef and his brothers are sitting down to a suda together, and perhaps this is a hint to the sudos that we make on Chanukah, even though there's no real halacha to have a suda. More than that, he points out here, he says, Tavavach Tevach is Gematria 44, corresponding to the 44 candles we're going to light. 36 plus the 8 Shavashim is 44. Okay, interesting. But one of the reasons that they bring this remez is to remind us that, you know, the things that Yosef HaTzadik is doing are very Chanukadik. Right? He writes over here, Umashma Lachore Shiesh Kesher Miyuchad B'Yom Tov Chanukah LeYosef HaTzadik. In other words, we try to find some type of connection between the behaviors of Yosef HaTzadik and Chanukah. And we need to understand why. Why is Yosef the personality who corresponds to Chanukah? Okay. And again, there's many things written about that. Just to chazer in our mind for a second. The Torah writes that the Shlosh Regalim correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Avram is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yaakov is Sukkos, right? And therefore, Yosef, who is a continuation of Yaakov, Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef, right? Even though it's not the Pshat in the Pasuk, but Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef. So if Yosef is the one who's most like Yaakov, so that means if Yaakov is Sukkis, Nu Chevra, so that means Yosef is Chanukah. Sukkis is 8 days, sort of. Chanukah is 8 days. Okay, somehow Yosef is Keneged Chanukah, and we need to understand why. Okay? So that's question number one, and we'll come back to that question in a long time from now. So says Rav Yerucham Olshan, let's talk about a halacha. Let's talk about a halacha. What's the halacha if a person is benching on Chanukah, and you forget to mention Al HaNisim in your benching? What's the halacha? So the Ramah Paskins over here, Pasak HaRamah, B'Shem HaKolbo, Yesh Omrim, some say, K'sheshachach Al HaNisim B'Birchas HaMazon, if you forget to mention Al HaNisim in benching, K'shemagia LaHarachaman, when you get to the Harachaman, do you insert a special Harachaman? Anyone ever see this before? Harachaman Yase Lanu Nisim V'Niflos, K'shem She'asis Alavoseinu B'Yamim Ahim B'Zman Hazeh, and then you say, B'Mei Matisyo, etc. Very interesting Harachaman. You replace the Al HaNisim by saying, Harachaman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, it should be your will that you should make miracles for us just like you made miracles for our ancestors. And then you say, B'Mei Matisyahu, Ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, V'chulu. Okay, that's what the Ramah mentions both in Hilchos Chanukah, in Simen Tafresh Pei Beis, and also in the Halachos of Benching in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Nuchavei Eska Kasha, Pashat Kasha. Pashat Kasha, Evan. Do we daven for miracles? We don't daven for miracles. Since when is a Jew allowed to say, I shall make a miracle for me? Yasa lanu nisim v'niflos. Not allowed to daven. No, Rav Kobi, you can't daven for miracles. That's not, a Jew doesn't daven for miracles. In fact, we try to dafko avoid miracles. We know that Hashem is a kel mistater. Hashem likes to hide. Hashem doesn't like to do open miracles all the time. So the question that's asked by the Sefer Bechor Shor on Maseches Shabbos, right, is what do you mean? What is this idea of the Ramah? Harachaman, Yasalanu Nisim, Hashem, make miracles. We don't daven for miracles. In fact, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, in the ninth parak, De'ein lispal shi'asalanes. You're not supposed to daven for a miracle. An example of that is if a woman is pregnant, right? If a woman is pregnant and a person davens, Yihi ratzon, that my wife should have a boy. Well, what do you mean she should have a boy? She already has whatever she has. She already has a boy or a girl. You're asking that if you have a biological girl growing inside of your wife's womb, that she should be all of a sudden transformed into a boy? That's a miracle. You can't daven for that. Hareza tfilas shav. The Gemara says that's a tfilas shav. Right? So we don't daven. We don't daven for miracles. So what is this harachaman? Okay? Everyone understand? Everyone understand the question? Question number one was, what does Chanukah have to do with Yosef at Tzaddik? We find a lot of Ramazim to Yosef and Chanukah. Question number two, the Ramaz, this strange halacha, if you forget Al Anisim, you insert a harachaman, which says, harachaman Hashem, make miracles for me. We don't daven for miracles. That's not a Jewish thing. We don't daven for miracles. Okay? So let's talk about a few different answers, just by way of hakdama, and then we'll get to the real answer that Rav Yochum Olshan shares with us, which will lead us back to Yosef HaTzadik. Okay? First of all, maybe there's a difference between davening for a miracle for yourself versus davening for the tzibur. One answer that the Bechor Shor brings, V'efshar lachalik, devada yachid lo yispalel al neis. An individual shouldn't say, Hashem, make a miracle for me. Deman yemar dechazi laza. Because who can say that he's fit for that? Who has the audacity? Any of us have the chutzpah to say, Hashem, you owe me a miracle? Can't do that. Klal Yisrael, as a tzibur, as an entity, we can daven for miracles. Aval im mispalo shel rabim yasa nisim. What do we say in the Al Nisim? What do we say in this special harachman? We don't say, Hashem, make a miracle for me. We say, Hashem, harachman yasa lanu nisim. Make for us. Continue to make miracles for the Jewish people. So that's shop your dummy. That's perhaps allowed. Answer number one. Okay? Answer number two. Od yesh l'chalik. Nisim shel teva ha'olam. Right? Maybe we can make a distinction between miracles that take place within nature, such as the Milchamos HaChashmonaim, right? When the Chashmonaim went out to battle, again, it was still a miracle because they were so badly outnumbered, but sometimes, you know, sometimes the underdog wins the game. It could happen, right? It's not an open miracle. Nothing openly miraculous happened. They fought on the battlefield valiantly, and they won. They fought and they won, right? So that type of miracle, a miracle that's totally wrapped up, enveloped in Teva, you're allowed to ask for. To ask that your wife who has a baby inside of her should be transformed from one sex, one gender, to a different gender, that you can't do. That's Shelo Kederach HaTeva HaOlam Klal. That would be a Tfilas Shav. But to ask that Hashem should make miracles the likes of the battles of the Chashmonaim on the battlefield, maybe that type of Tfila a person can, that type of miracle a person can ask for. Okay? So again, two answers. Mavuar bebezofanim mutter lispal shiasalones. Two different ways that we allow for one to daven for a miracle. Number one, if you're mispal bishvil harabim, if you daven for the tzibor, you can't ask that Hashem should make me a miracle. You can daven for the tzibor. And number two, kish mispala al neis she'eno yotze megidre teva olam. If you ask for the types of miracles that are concealed within the nature of the world, not open miracles, not what we would call Nisim Niglim, revealed and open miracles. Okay, everyone good so far? Questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, good. So this is all, we're just getting warmed up. Okay, so now, hold on a second, maybe there's another answer. Says the Yeshua Yaakov, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, maybe we could say the following. Why can't we daven for miracles? Chaver, tell me why. What's wrong with davening for a miracle? No, what's wrong with davening for a miracle? What's wrong with davening for a miracle? No, Avrema, what's wrong with davening for a miracle? Why can't I ask Hashem to make a miracle? Hashem can do it. It's not hard for God. What's wrong with asking for a miracle?
You're trying to like be Hashem.
Trying to be Hashem? What do you mean you're trying to be Hashem?
I mean,
you're asking too much? I mean, who's to say what's too much or too little? It's all not hard for Hashem. Is it harder for Hashem to bring a person back from a debilitating illness versus, you know, a common cold? It's not harder for Hashem. So what's the difference? A miracle, not a miracle? Everything's easy for Hashem. What's wrong with asking for a miracle?
It's just not within the plan. It's It's like presumptuous leads into questions of free will and that sort of thing.
Okay, so you're saying it's presumptuous for a person to ask for so much. It's not the regular rules of the game. Okay, it's a fair point, Nachshoni. It's a fair point. What about the fact that it might be bad for you? Why is it bad for you? Because if you're asking for something, you know, building off of Nachshoni, what he said, if you're asking for something that's not part of the rules of the game, so you're going to have to pay for it. In other words, you book a flight, right? So sometimes your flight comes with, you're allowed to take a carry-on. Sometimes not. If you bought a really cheap ticket, maybe you have to pay for a carry-on, right? If you're a premium member, you get to take two bags. If not, you get to take one bag. You know, all sorts of rules. So if you want to do something that's outside the regular, you know, rules of the game, so to speak, you have to pay extra. You want to bring an extra bag or an overweight bag on the flight? No problem, but you're going to pay extra for it. So you want miracles? Hashem says, no problem, but I charge for that. That's not like a regular request. You're going to have to pay extra for that. So says the Yeshua Siakov, the Be'emes Kishosin La'adam Neis Minakin Lo Mizchu Yosef. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle for a person, it takes away from his zechuyos. In other words, you have to pay for that. Hashem says, you're going to have to pay for that. I was going to give you something in Olam Haba, but if you want to cash in your, you know, tickets now for a prize and get a miracle now, we could do that. Not a great idea, though. So we're not so quick to trade away, so to speak, our zechuyos for a miracle. However, says the Yeshua Yaakov, when are we allowed to daven for a miracle? Listen to this. Almost the opposite of what we said before. When you daven for such an open miracle, that what? That when people see it, it's going to give great honor to Hashem because everyone will recognize this has to be from Hashem. So if you bring about such a miracle, which brings honor and fame and prestige kiviyachol to Hashem, so then what? So even though he says you have to pay for it with your zechuyos, nonetheless, you make a new zechus for yourself. What's the new zechus? That you brought this great kavod to Hashem, that the world came to recognize Hashem. In other words, you brought the miracle. You got charged with your merits, your previous mitzvos, to pay for the miracle. But then you got back a lot of schar because the miracle that you, so to speak, brought to the world, right, created such a piersum, such an honor for Hashem, that it kind of evens itself out. Very interesting interesting approach. We don't usually know the schar of mitzvot. What does that mean? It evens itself out. But that's what the Yeshua Yaakov suggests as a possible third answer. Okay? But now, however, we have to ask a more fundamental question. Going on to Oshei, we have to ask a more fundamental question about the nature of the miracle of Chanukah. Rabbi Yisai, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were miracles all the time. Hanukkah, I hate to, you know, spoil Hanukkah for everyone, right? But there were miracles all the time in Beis HaMikdash. This miracle of the menorah, in fact, is probably not the most interesting miracle that we ever saw. So he quotes from the first Rosh Yeshiva, the founder of the Lakewood Yeshiva, the Heiliger of Aaron Cutler Zatzal. He always refers to as Maran Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Yochum Olshin is the current Rosh Yeshiva. But when he says the Rosh Yeshiva, he's talking about the Mishnas Rabbi Aaron of Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler asks in his Sefer, what's the big deal with Chanukah? Why do we have a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim al Nezeh She'eino Nogeya Klal Doros? Why do we stand by our menorah tonight and we say Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu Bayamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh? What does it have to do with us? V'gam L'Sha'ahi, and even in that time, Hayirak Kiyum Mitzvah. What happened? What did they do? They did a mitzvah. They lit the menorah. Okay, they did the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, which they always did. More than that, there were miracles every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Not only that, the Medrash Tanchuma says, in Parshas Tetzava, the Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says, when I was working in Beis HaMikdash, there were such incredible miracles by the menorah, they lit the menorah and it would last the whole year. So we're saying, Gevaldik Chanukah, what an incredible miracle. She'asa nisim lavoseinu. Says Rav Aaron Cutler, I hate to spoil Chanukah for you, but I don't understand. What is that miracle? She'asa nisim lavoseinu by Mimim Bazman Hazeh. Ozma, so what? That happened all the time. In fact, it happened with much greater capacity, much greater miracles, lasted much longer. So what's so miyuchad, what's so special about the miracle of Hanukkah that it becomes this incredible Yom Tov and we make this extra special bracha of Shasidisim Lavosenu? What's it all about? Okay? So now, Chavra, here's the piece. Here's the piece that's really, I think, in my understanding, the centerpiece of this whole incredible essay, this incredible mimer. Listen to what Rabbi Yochum Olshin quotes from the great Gaon, Rav Shlomo Kluger. The great Gaon, Rav Shlomo Kluger, says, I'll tell you the following. Let's look carefully at the words, again, that we're going to start inserting into our davening over the course of Chanukah. We say, in the Tfilos, we say, Ula'amcha Yisrael asisa teshua gedola, upurkan kahayom hazeh. What does that mean? To Am Yisrael, you made an incredible salvation. Purkan means a Yeshua, a redemption. Kayom hazeh, like this very day. Mazeh kayom hazeh. Mao inyan kayom hazeh. What does that even mean, kayom hazeh? What's that saying? What does that mean? So says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Dechol hanisim nikvu kvar b'habriya mishesh smibereshes. Chavri, you have to understand an incredible yesod, which is, all of the miracles of Jewish history were predetermined from the 6 days of creation. It was all part of Hashem's plan from the beginning. Hashem always planned to make Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem always planned before we got to Mitzrayim. Hashem had a plan for Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim, Arov. Hashem made a precondition with creation that here are the moments in time that I'm going to ask you to do something unusual. As the Medrash says, Tanai hitna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereishis, Hashem made a Tanai. A Tanai means a condition with creation. Sheyikra Hayam Lifneyam. Hashem said to the water, from the time the water was created, by the way, at a particular date, at a particular time, I'm going to ask you to split for the Jewish people. Okay, so it was built into the Bria. Ela shelo yatsu mikoach ela poel ad shehigia itam vizmanam. But of course, it didn't happen until the time for it to happen arrived. So the potential of Kriyas Yamsuf was always there, but it didn't happen lemaisa until what? Until the time for Kriyas Yamsuf. Val yedeza ein lisar hateva taina. So therefore, when it happens, right, when it's actually time for Kriyas Yamsuf, the ministering angels don't get upset and say, "Whoa, what is this? What are you doing, God? I thought we made some rules of creation." Hashem says, no, this was part of the rule. Built into what the Maharal calls a Seder Nisim. Built into creation is already what? The Nisim that are going to occur at a later time. That's the general rule of miracles. Okay? But Chevra, here it is. Listen to this. Listen carefully. Amnam Nes Chanukah Shona Mikol Hanisim Ahim. Chanukah was not part of the original plan. Chanukah was not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu anticipated Meirosh, Kiviyachal. Again, now that's a complex statement because Hashem knows everything. But Chanukah didn't have to be. Chanukah was not part of the original framework for the natural order of reality and the miraculous moments of time. It was not built into the original game plan. Chanukah shona mikol hanisim ahem. Chavi, you hear this? This is amazing. That was never part of the plan. It wasn't built into Bereshis Bar Elokim. When it was time for the Chanukah miracle, something happened, and we'll figure out why it happened, but something happened in that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something entirely new. Radically new. It's a chiddush. Chanukah is a big chiddush. That's why we've pointed out in the past that if Yavan is the world of Choshech, right? So the antidote to Choshech is Chidush. It's Chidush. That's why they hated Torah Shabbat Peh so much. Torah Shabbat Peh is Chidush. It's new ideas. Things that haven't been said yet. When you say a var, when you say a Chidush, right? You're combating the Choshech of Yavan. That's why Rav Moshe Wolfson writes that Choshech is Gematria Chidush. Because Chidush is the antidote to Choshech. Chanukah was a Chidush. Chanukah was not part of the original plan. Chanukah was a total shinoi hateva, a total change within nature. Shalohudna alav mitchila klal was not part of the original arrangement. Velo nivra afilu b'habakoach lanes. Even the potential of this nes was not put into place from the sheshas yimei bereshis. A totally new thing. Chanukah is a totally new thing. Ubir hadvar mza v'zeh lashono. So the explanation is as follows. V'nira lomar dine ze yadua shakadosh baruch hu sone neis shelo kederach hateva. V'ohev neis rak b'derach hateva. Hakadosh baruch hu prefers to what? Hashem despises making open miracles. Hashem, in his very tsanua way, Hashem, in his very humble way, likes to hide much more than he likes to reveal. But once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to reveal himself. And even those times were built into creation. What about Chanukah? About Chanukah, have inyan nes chadash mamish. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Chanukah was an entirely new miracle. Shelo hutna alav mitchila b'tanai klal. It was not part of the original game plan. It was not part of the original plan. It's an amazing chiddush. Vavei nes chadash gam lamal. It was a new miracle even in Shemayim. And you know why that is? He says, v'tam adavar b'zem adua nes chanaka lahutna be'emes v'bereishis habriya. And this goes back, mamish, to what Nachshoni said. Why is it that Chanukah was not part of the original plan? Why was this a miracle that only came about in its time? Mishum dechol ha-gezeros ha-kashos ha-omdim al Yisrael ha-vi-gezeros ha-legufin. Because 99 out of 100 times when our enemies target the Jewish people, they target what? The body of a Jew. They try to kill us. V'zeh ein shayach le-bechiras ha-adam. And that's not something that we can choose. If our enemy tries to kill us, I mean, we can fight back, right? But that's not something that's dependent upon our free will. Lekach kova gu'ulasa mitchila. So the salvation and the redemption was built into the game plan from the beginning. What was Chanukah? Chanukah was an attack, a gezerah on our nefesh. Chanukah was la'aviram al datan. Chanukah was an attempt to remove us from our religious practices. And therefore what? However, that is a choice. That is a choice. You don't have to die on Chanukah. You can choose to assimilate and live a very happy Greek lifestyle. Right? So that's a real bechira. In other words, if it's something that's dependent upon our free will, so Hashem says, so I don't want to force the result. I don't want to prepare the outcome in advance. I want the Jewish people to choose. V'im kem b'zeh kevan da bechira chafshius. Since the free will is so fundamental to deciding how my spiritual life is going to be, v'ulai lo yirtu Yisrael limser nafshem al kach, and maybe the Jews don't really care enough to fight for the Torah. Maybe they're very happy living a secular lifestyle. V'lo yever uyim l'neis, and maybe they're not going to be worthy of a miracle. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not koveya from the beginning of time. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been koveya mitchila zman l'kach, then we'd be forced. If the outcome was already predetermined, we'd be forced to what? To fight for Torah. Hashem says, I don't want to force you to fight for Torah. I want to see if you want to fight for Torah. So therefore, in order to actualize our free will, lo kava HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zeh zman klal mitchila. Hashem did not say that there has to be a Chanukah. But afterwards, and here's the part that this becomes the Maisa Chavra, v'achar kach shemasru nafshem al kedushas Hashem zachu l'neis mechadash. But when we decided to care, when we decided to fight for Torah, when we were moser nefesh, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, so now you created a new spirit of commitment to Torah. So Hashem says, so I respond with a new miracle. Just to conclude this point, v'zeh she'amar misidrei ha'tefila, and this is what we say in our tefila. What do we say? That we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to our rescue. But what do we say on Chanukah? How do we say that on Chanukah? Ach b'yamei Chanukah omad lahem yizbarach be'eis sarasa mamish. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us and protected us be'eis sarasa at the time of our suffering? Explains of Shlomo Kluger, because most of our salvation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already came to our rescue before the situation even evolves, before it even happened. In other words, before we got stuck at the Yam Suf, a long time ago, before Hashem got us to Kriyas Yam Suf, at the time of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already prepared our salvation. Here, when the Yavanim attacked us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was amad talahem be'eis sarasam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to our rescue at the time of our tzara, not beforehand. Right? Be'eis sarasam daika v'lo mikodem. Hashem didn't come to our rescue beforehand. And that's what it means. Ulacha asisa shem gadol v'chulu. Ula'amcha Yisrael asisa teshuva gedola ufurkan k'hayom hazeh. In other words, the miracle of Chanukah happened in real time. The miracle of Chanukah didn't happen. It wasn't part of the plan from the beginning of creation, like Kriyas Yamsuf, like Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was a miracle that what? That was responding to the Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. And therefore concludes Rav Shlomo Kluger, one final point. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, if that's true, de ba'ofen shezachu l'neis mechudash kazeh, shelo hudnu alav mitchilas habriya, hayim mikevan shemasru nafsham al kedushas Hashem, zachu l'neis mechadash. Chevra, it was because the Jewish people fought that we were zoche to not just old miracles, but to new miracles. As the Ramchal explains, there's two types of ways that Hashem runs the world. There's Isarusa de la Eila. There's where Hashem runs things top to bottom, when there's an arousal from above. And then there's Isarusa de la Tata. And then there's an arousal from below, when we make a move. And therefore he says that Chanukah is an Isarusa de la Tata. Chanukah, we made an effort. It was our Mesiras Nefesh. It was our willingness to fight for Torah that created the new miracle of Chanukah. Now let's pause here for a second. I want to talk this out, because I'm not convinced. I'm not 100% convinced about something. Let me tell you what I'm not convinced about. I'm not convinced about the fact that Chanukah should be called a Yom Tov that's an Isarusa de la Tata. Chanukah is a Yom Tov that we created. I can make the case, we just made the case, right? It was our Mesiras Nefesh that created this new miracle. But Chevra, is Chanukah, do you see Chanukah that way? What about Purim? Let's compare Chanukah to Purim. Which one is more our effort and which one is more Hashem? No Chassin, talk to me. Which one is more our effort, which one is more Hashem? Chanukah versus Purim. Nani, you want to tell everyone the famous Vart from the Bnei Yisrael about dreidel versus grogger? Chevra, how do you spin a dreidel? You spin a dreidel from the top. How do you spin a grogger? You spin a grogger from the bottom. No. No. What does the Bnei Yisrael say?
Two holidays, up to the bottom or bottom to the top.
Okay, so Purim, everyone, Leichnos Kol HaYehudim, all the Jews got together. Exactly, Ramendi, all the Jews got together and they davened and they fasted and they shook the Shemayim. That's the grogger. We're spinning it from below, spinning it from down below. So that's our effort. Chanukah, you spin the dreidel from the top. It's Isarusa de Leila. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu working his magic. We were stuck. Kodesh Baruch Hu in his kindness lit the menorah for us. That's one way to look at it. That's the opposite of what we just said. Right. Well, we're arguing now, and again, they're both true. We have to believe that they're both true. In other words, in Purim, in a certain way, we were totally stuck, and Hashem saved us. And yet, you can say on Purim, we made it happen. We davened. Chanukah also. In Chanukah, we were totally stuck, and Hashem made the miracle of the menorah. On the other hand, no, it was the Al Yedei Kohanecha Kedoshim, was the brave Chashmonaim, the Kohanim, who went to battle to make it happen. Okay, so I just want to point out, you will find different Mahalchim in the Svarim. The Kedusha Slavi writes about Chanukah also in this way, in a way that's a little bit confusing. Is it Isarusa de la Eila or is it Isarusa de la Tata? But again, I like the case that he's making here. I just wanted to be honest about that, because of the famous Vart that you spin a dreidel from the top, makes it sound like Chanukah is from top down. Okay, but I like what he's saying here. He's saying that the way to make a new miracle is through what? Is through Mesiras Nefesh. Okay, so let's talk about that in a very real way for a second. Okay, because this is going to bring us back to Yosef HaTzadik. And this is going to bring us really back to our opening question. There's a famous Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf asks, why is it that we don't see so many miracles nowadays? It's a question we're curious about. Right? Some people fall into skepticism about the authenticity of Torah and Jewish history because they say, you read these stories about miracles, we don't see miracles. Okay, it's a fair question. It's obviously a big frustration for us. We've never seen open miracles. Okay, the Torah predicted that. There's going to be a time of Hester Panim where we don't see anything. All right. But be it as it may, the Gemara in Bracha says the following. Maishna Rishonim de Israchesh Lehunisa, Umaishna Anan de Lo Misrachesh Lehunisa. Simple question. Why did the earlier generations, why were they Zocha to see miracles? And why us, Anan, why us, do we not see miracles? And if you'll tell me it's because they were more learned than us, says the Gemara, maybe we're more learned than them. Now again, I don't think that's talking about us, right? From the Gemara's perspective, right? Maybe the Beis Medrash has grown in its Torah scholarship. So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what the answer is. Right? Why is it that when Rav Yehuda kihavi shalif chad misani asimitra, when Rav Yehuda would take off one shoe, you know, on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we take off our shoes, right? It's a sign of tshuva, it's a sign of fasting, it's a sign of sometimes mourning, right? When Rav Yehuda would slip off a shoe because he was concerned about the fact that it wasn't raining enough, the rain would come. He would literally take off one shoe and the rain would start coming down from Shemayim. V'anan and us, kamitzarina nafshin, right? We fast, we afflict ourselves, we're screaming and crying and davening, v'leis de mishkachban, and Hashem doesn't pay any attention to us. Amalei, so he responded, kamai havu kamasri nafshayu akadushas Hashem. Anan lo masrina nafshin akadushas Hashem. Very simple. The earlier generations had more mesiras nefesh than us. They were moser nefesh for kiddush Hashem. And we're not moser nefesh. We're not moser nefesh. Chevra, we don't need to do any academic studies to prove this. I can tell you, I will never be the type of person that, again, one person who comes to mind right away, my wife's grandmother. I think about my wife's grandmother, Baba Rabba, as we called her. There was a certain type of Jew that she was that I could never be. That I could never be. It's not possible. It's just not possible. No matter how much I learn, no matter how much I daven, no matter how much I try to work on myself, there's a certain authenticity, a certain mesiras nefesh of a woman who lived in the times that she lived, that I'll never be able to be that. Right? There's a Yerida Sedaros. We live in a world of incredible comfort, and we live in a world where everyone likes to be coddled, and we live in a world where everyone is so, you know, easily offended, right? And we're not in a world where we're ready to fight so quickly. We like to compromise. We like to work things out. And again, there's a lot of holiness in that also. Right? But there's also a time to be moser nefesh. There's a time to work hard. There's a work ethic that unfortunately many, many, many people, Jew and Gentile alike in our world today, don't have. That our parents have. That our grandparents had. That our great-grandparents had. A basic work ethic. A fellow who sponsored Shalas Shudas in Shul this week, he got up to speak about his grandmother. He spoke about the mesiras nefesh of his grandmother to provide for her family at all costs. People worked like 100 jobs just to like put food on the table, you know, and to scrape by to get their kid a half a Jewish education. That's called mesiras nefesh. Right? What are we moser nefesh for? What are we fighting for? So the earlier generations, of course, they saw miracles. They were moser nefesh. Torah was real to them. We like a Torah that's comfortable, right? We'll take a Torah. We'll take a shir with a cup of coffee and a jelly donut. You know, to be moser. What does it mean to be moser nefesh? What does it mean to fight for something in a real way? So the Gemara says, Pashut, the earlier generations saw miracles because they were moser nefesh. What does mesiras nefesh mean? They died at the stake. They went to the gas chambers. It also means that, but explains the great Mashkiach from Mir of Yerucham Levavitz in his Das Chachma Umusar. He says, This is not talking about that they were moser nefesh, that they died for what? For avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shfichas damim, which we all have to die for, lo aleinu. Right? We're not talking about yareg val yavor. We're not talking about that. What are we talking about? We're talking about mesiras nefesh for everything. We're talking about mesiras nefesh for everything. He says, the Gemara calls it Mesiras Nefesh, even though it's Dafka not talking about the Gimel Averos Chamuros. V'afal pichin karu la Chazal Mesiras Nefesh. Chazal called it Mesiras Nefesh. Why? Look at this. Lefi shebechol prat uprat v'avodas Hashem tzrichim lahagia ad kedei Mesiras Nefesh. When you're learning Gemara, you have to do it in a way of Mesiras Nefesh. When you're davening, it has to be with Mesiras Nefesh. When you're lighting your menorah, it has to be a Mesiras Nefesh. It means put yourself into it. Shashir Mesiras Nefesh Mischalik Laharbe Pratim. Rav Yocham says that Mesiras Nefesh manifests itself in many different ways, in many different situations. But Mesiras Nefesh, to be a person who's what? Who's giving of himself for the Rabbanu Sholem. However, that's a real question you can ask yourself on Chanukah. These are not abstract ideas. Ask yourself tonight when you're standing by the menorah, what have I given up for Hashem? If anything. Or do I squeeze Hashem in to my life in a way that's convenient? Where have I made a real, genuine, mesiras nefesh sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's a real question you can ask yourself. Says the Malbim, continuing in Oz Tes, V'nira levar hatam, Shadavar zeh toli b'mesiras nefesh. So why is that? Why is it that mesiras nefesh leads to miracles? Why is it that the mesiras nefesh of the Chashmonaim created a new Yom Tov, a chiddush of a Yom Tov, called Chanukah? So the Malbim in Parshas Kedoshim, where of course Parshas Kedoshim says, Kedoshim tiyu, be holy, because I'm holy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Chazal explain, Hashem says, if you're Makadesh yourself, Mala ani alechem ki'ilu kedashtam osi. If you sanctify yourself, Hashem says, it's as if you made me holy. Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. When you act holy, it makes me holy. What does that mean? So it explains the holy Malbim, the Heilige Malbim. The Malbim says, what is Kedusha? Kedusha means Prishus v'isnasus mikol darchei achomer v'ateva. Kedusha, first and foremost, means the ability to separate and to elevate ourselves above our physicality. El inyanim nafshiim elokiim gevoim v'nalim mikol inyani basar. Can I choose a life of nefesh over guf? Do I elevate my nefesh? Do I elevate my nefesh over my guf? No, we said many times, what's the gematria of guf? Chanukah. Same gematria as Chanukah, because that's the battleground. Chanukah versus the guf. Right? Am I a person who sees my guf as my ultimate reality? Or do I see my ner Hashem nishmas adam? Do I see my neshama as my ultimate reality? So Kedusha means very simply the ability to what? To elevate oneself above the base physical urges of a human being. V'yesh b'kedusha madregos rabos. There are many levels when it comes to Kedusha. Yesh misnase al kolach ha-mis'av la'arayos macholos asuros. Right? Some people have the ability to what? To rise above the taiva for arayos and macholos asuros. That doesn't mean sexual urges and eating. That's not what it just said. That some people have the ability to what? To not do acts of arayos and to not eat cheeseburgers. That's a madrega. If you have the self-control, because I can tell you, I know guys who come to me and say, Rebbe, I ate a cheeseburger. I couldn't resist the temptation. So if you have the ability to not do an avera, you might still have sexual desire and you still might like food, but at least you're saying, you know what, at least I try to be makayim that in a way of holiness. That's a madrega. There's a higher level. Yesh misnase lifrosh mikol inyanei chomer. There's people who what? Who are so spiritual that they've almost detached themselves entirely from all of the hanos olam hazeh, that they live above this world. It's obviously a very high level of precious, right? Ad yekvar elukin, that they're godly. I think that's what he's saying. V'chein tamid, right? And so too madregos and madregos. V'chein hakedusha na'meres eitel Hashem. He masha yalim in a haga hativius, alan haga nisis plais, vishodeir umavatul kol inyane ateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean from Hashem's perspective? What does Kedusha mean from Hashem's perspective? The fact that Hashem is utterly separated from this world, even though he's absolutely involved in this world. But there's, so to speak, the way that Hashem runs the world according to Teva. And then there's a Hanhaga, there's a way that Hashem runs the world according to Nisim, according to Pella, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu overturns, he's Mavatel the Teva, and its natural order. Ulam Hashem arach sidrei ha'olam agadol v'hanagaso shiu nimshachim lefi sidrei ha'adam shu ha'olam akatan v'hanagaso. But Hashem, listen to this, Chevra, Hashem runs the big world, the world, according to the little world. Every one of us is an olam katan. So what does that mean? That means that if we live very natural lives, then the world will operate in a natural fashion. She'im ha'tiviyim mo'ishlim ba'olam akatan v'hanefesh nimshachas achar ha'chomer. If we're drawn after Chumrius, if we're drawn after Teva, if we're drawn after Olam Hazeh, so then what? Then the Olam Agadol will be according to Teva. The natural world will operate according to the natural world. But if a person decides to what? To live a little bigger than his body, if a person runs his Olam Katan according to an elevated status, so then you know what happens? Then the Olam Gadol, then the world, is also able to run according to a miraculous level. In other words, what we're saying is, when you resist physical desire, there's a miracle in that. That's a miraculous thing. It's unnatural. That's very important. For Yosef to not sleep with Eishes Potiphar is unnatural. You understand that? It's not natural. The natural thing would have been for a handsome young man who's all alone in Ervas Haaretz, after being sold by his brothers and abandoned by his father, to be so angry and so resentful and so lonely that of course he would sleep with Eishes Potiphar. To not sleep with Eishes Potiphar is incredibly unnatural. You could almost say it's miraculous. Ah, it's miraculous. So when a Jew lives bigger than his body, his existence is miraculous. And therefore what? His world becomes miraculous. That's just called Mida Keneged Mida. In other words, explains Rav Yocham Olshin, Hanhagas Hashem Lamala Misidri Hanhaga Ateva. When does Hashem operate in a way that's bigger than the natural order? It's Talia Ba'avodasam Shoklal Yisrael. It depends on how we act. When we act big, so Hashem responds in turn. As it says in Sota, B'mida Sha'ada Modeid Ba Modedin Lo. Mida Keneged Mida, as we call it in Mesechah Sanhedrin. Measure for measure. If you're a small person who lives enslaved by your body, so then your world is going to be a small and natural world. But if you can be like a Ner Chanukah, if you can be like a brave Chashmonai soldier who challenges the norms and rises above the teva of what's happening in the world and tries to be a bigger person, so then you know what happens? Then that person zocha to miracles. And that's exactly what the Gemara told us. The Gemara said, why did the earlier generations have miracles? Because they were Moser Nefesh. And when a person is Moser Nefesh, he's zocha to miracles. Okay. Let's come back now to Yosef at Tzaddik. But to get to Yosef, we're going to make one more stop off with Yitzchak. Okay, Yitzchak also has an interesting connection to Chanukah. We know that the Ramban that we saw a couple of weeks ago when Yaakov had his dream with the ladder. So it says that Yaakov saw the, according to the Medrash, that Yaakov saw the angels going up and going down. How many rungs did the angels representing Gullis Yavan ascend and descend? 180 rungs, corresponding to 180 years. Interesting that the life of Yitzchak was 180 years. Who more than Yitzchak in the Torah was Moser Nefesh? Yitzchak literally was a karban. Yitzchak went up to the Akedah. So listen to this incredible Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Yitzchak and Rivka are married. They've been waiting a long time to have children. And they go and they daven. Yitzchak is davening in his corner. Rivka is davening in her corner. And Rashi says that Hashem answers the tfilos. Rashi says he answers specifically Yitzchak's tfilos, not Rivka's tfilos. Where did Yitzchak daven? Says the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, he went to the mountain to daven. Which mountain? The Atar de Kafse Avoy. The mountain, the place where what? Where his father tied him up. This is an incredible Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel in Parshas Toldos says that Yitzchak went to Har Moriah, to the Makom HaKedah, the place where he was tied on the altar. He went there to daven that his wife, who's been barren for 20 years, should be blessed with a child. What's the pshat that Yitzchak went to the Makom of the HaKedah? So says Rav Olshin, many people assume, of course, if you know where the spot of the future Beis HaMikdash is, what better place to daven? After all, the Navi Yeshaya says, Ki Beisi Beis Tzafila Yikari L'chola Amim. Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate place to daven. But says Rav Yocham Olshin, no, let's say much better than that. Let's say deeper than that. You know why he went to the place of the Akedah? Because to have a baby after being barren for 20 years is a miracle. How does a Jew have the chutzpah to ask for a miracle? Ah, but with Mesiras Nefesh, the schus of Mesiras Nefesh, a person is worthy of miracles. So Yitzchak went to the place that he was Moser Nefesh. So beautiful. He went back to the place that he was Moser Nefesh, where he was prepared to give his life, Al Kiddush Hashem. And he went to that place and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you owe me a miracle, you owe me a baby. V'kach hava, and that's exactly what Hashem did. Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to Yitzchak's tfilos, and Rivka becomes pregnant. So you see that to whatever degree a person is Moser Nefesh, a person is zocha to miracles. And this brings us back to Chanukah. Because what had happened in the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Bach, in his writings on the Tor, is that they had become very, very lazy in Beis HaMikdash. No one was working hard for Beis HaMikdash anymore. So Hashem decided to take it away from them. But once it was being taken away from them, the Bach writes, Kishechazur b'tshuva limser nafsham al avoda. Then they did tshuva, and they were Moser Nefesh for Beis HaMikdash. And when you're Moser Nefesh for Beis HaMikdash, of course, then you get the Beis HaMikdash back. So now we can start answering some of our earlier questions and come back again, once and for all, to Yosef HaTzadik. What were some of our earlier questions? We asked the question of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rav Aaron Cutler. What's so special about Chanukah? Why is there Sha'asa Nisim Lavo Seinu Bayamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh? What's different about this miracle? There were miracles all the time in Beis HaMikdash. The answer is, no, this was a new miracle. This was not the regular miracles that Hashem built into creation that are supposed to happen in Beis HaMikdash. This was a Mesiras Nefesh that created a new reality, a new miracle. And this also answers our question based on the halacha of the Ramah. What happens if a Jew forgets to say Al Anisim and benching? He can daven, Harachaman Hashem, please, Yasalanu Nisim, make us miracles like you did for them. I thought we don't ask for miracles. No, but like you did for them. With Mesiras Nefesh, if we have their Mesiras Nefesh, then we absolutely have every right to ask for miracles. Because in accordance with one's Mesiras Nefesh, one is able to ask for miracles. So now, that was Yitzchak. That was Yitzchak by the Akedah. But let's conclude this beautiful essay, this beautiful piece, by just talking about Yosef for 2 minutes. Because we started off by saying, all of these parshios that we read in Chodesh Kislev, Shabbos, Chanukah, Parshas Miketz, once in a while it falls out a little bit different, but 99% of the time it's Parshas Miketz, and we saw a remez to Yosef in the Suda of Chanukah, v'tavach tavach v'achein, it spells out Chanukah, 44 candles, all these hints to Yosef. Right? These are the parshios of Yosef at Tzaddik. Why? What does Yosef have to do with Chanukah? Yaakov is Sukkis and Yosef is Chanukah. What does Yosef have to do with Chanukah? But according to this, it's so pashut. And it's a Mesiras Nefesh that we can relate to, Chevra. It's not the Mesiras Nefesh. Halavai, we should never, ever, ever know the Mesiras Nefesh of Jews in the Holocaust who were Moser Nefesh in the sense that their bodies were being sent to the gas chambers. They were Moser Nefesh in that way. That's a Yitzchak Mesiras Nefesh. That's being taken to the Akedah. Our Mesiras Nefesh, our generation, our Mesiras Nefesh is more the Mesiras Nefesh of Yosef HaTzadik. We're living in a world, I don't have to tell anyone, I don't have to convince anyone, we all know it and we all suffer from it. We're living in a world where what? Where Arayos is completely out of control. The sexual morals of our generation are completely out of control. You don't have to go back that far. You don't have to go back that far in history. In America, I'm not talking about, in Bnei Brak. I'm talking about in America, right? That a person could be given a citation, a person could be fined for walking down the street wearing a garment that was not fitting. Right? A person who wore certain types of bathing suits on the boardwalk would be given a ticket, right, for scantily clad garments. Right? Obviously, nowadays, I don't have to tell you, it's not so much the case. Okay, so what's our Mesiras Nefesh today? Our Mesiras Nefesh is to be like Yosef HaTzadik. To be like Yosef HaTzadik. That's the Mesiras Nefesh. That's the Chanukah Mesiras Nefesh that we have to think about. Okay, so Chavar, let's just learn one more paragraph. Let's understand the Mesiras Nefesh of Yosef HaTzadik. Alpi kol mashin izbar yesh lachzor levar haremez shivan ulel. Let's go back to the remez that we brought at the beginning, that the Yom Tov of Chanukah in Parshas Mikes hints to the behaviors of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. Every one of us, where do we draw the strength to sometimes make difficult decisions when we're facing incredible temptation? The answer is Yosef HaTzadik. That's it. That's where we draw our strength from. In the writings of Shlomo Harkavi was the Mashkiach of the Grodno Yeshiva. Under the leadership of Rav Shimon Shkop, he was killed, he was murdered in the Holocaust. Hashem should avenge his blood. So he explains to us in his beautiful drashos, his beautiful essays, Shabir Mashamru Chazal B'Medrash on the Pasuk, Vayomer Paro El Yosef. Okay, what happens? When Paro finally assigns Yosef to his position of prestige, Yosef is adorned in all sorts of beautiful garments. So says the Medrash, Amr of Shimon Ben Gamliel, Yosef Misholo Nasnu Lo. Yosef was given that which was his. What does that mean? Piv Shalo Nashak Baveira. Look how the Medrash breaks down every part of Yosef's body and says, Yosef didn't use this part of his body. Yosef didn't use that part of his body. Yosef didn't use this part of his body. Yosef was guarded in that part of his body. His lips, his mouth that didn't kiss Eshes Potiphar. So his power of speech, the authority that he was given to make decrees in Mitzrayim. Gufo, his body that didn't touch her, was given these beautiful, Big Deshesh. Tzavaro, his neck. Yosef didn't even turn his neck to look at Esesh Potifar. He didn't crane his neck to look at Esesh Potifar. He was given a beautiful golden chain to wear around his neck. His hands, Yaldav, Shalom Hashem Shaba Aveira. The king took off his tabato, he took off his ring, and he placed it on Yosef's hand. His feet, that didn't chase after Esesh Potifar. Right? He was given a chariot to provide for his feet. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Yosef Mishalo Nasnu Lo. Yosef was given that which was his. Every bit of Yosef, his mind that didn't even think about Esesh Potifar, was given incredible wisdom. Right? And he was called Avrech, and Av Bechachma Verach Bishan. Look how the Medrash breaks down, again, how every little effort that Yosef made was rewarded. And Chevra, that's how we have to feel about our own Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is not only the big moments where a Jew gives his life Al Kiddush Hashem, but it's turning your head away. It's closing your eyes. It's guarding your mouth. It's holding back your feet. It's tying down your hands. Right? It's every move that a person does in order to what? To give of his natural desires for Hashem. That's called Mesiras Nefesh, and that mamish makes miracles. That literally creates miracles. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik is so important for us to think about when it comes to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. I'll just jump to the very last piece in the Maamar and end with just a famous passage that you should know. If you don't know this, you should know this one. Rav Yaakov Emdin has a famous passage. Rav Yaakov Emdin, in his commentary on the Siddur, he writes an amazing thing about the Jewish people. Be'inyan kiyumam shel Yisrael ben ha'umos, be'vechinas kivsa achas ben shivim ze'evim. He says, let's describe now for a moment just the incredible survival of the Jewish people, this one little shepsala, this one little sheep, among the 70 wolves, the nations of the world. He says, Chai nafshi, ki bezboni b'neflos eila. When I think about the wondrous survival of the Jewish people, God lo etzli yoser mikol nisim v'neflos she'asa Hashem yizbarach l'avoseinu b'mitzrayim b'midbar v'eretz Yisrael. Our survival, the very fact, Chevra, that we're sitting here right now learning Torah, each of us in our own little space, using modern technology to connect on an Erev Chanukah and try to elevate it in a way that we're actually able to strive for something bigger and something more, to take something that drags a lot of people down and to use it in a holy way, right? Says Rav Yaakov Emdin, the survival of the Jewish people, the very fact that we're still trying, the fact that we're trying to be Moser Nefesh, and again, maybe it's not the Mesiras Nefesh of the earlier generations, but maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe dragging yourself out of bed to get to shiur, to get to davening, or maybe to resist the temptation when a person has a nisayon in Shmiras Einayim, or Shmiras Habris, or Shmiras whatever, Shmiras Shabbos, Shmiras Kashrus, Shmiras Lashon Hara, Shmiras anything. Right? Maybe the fact that we still care about those things is a bigger miracle than Kriyas Yamsuf. You know why? Because Mesiras Nefesh is a new miracle. Kriyas Yamsuf, that was all built into it. The miracles that we saw, the nisim and the flows that our ancestors saw in Mitzrayim and by the Midbar and in Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Yaakov Emdin, that's not as impressive. I'm more wowed by simply the survival of the Jewish people. That there are people your age who could probably be in, you know, Maryland and Binghamton and Rutgers and Harvard and all these lowly places, right, pretending to get an important education, right? And now that you're in yeshiva, and you're still striving for something, and you're trying to work on yourself, and you're trying to win battles, and that's mamash nisim v'naflaos. It's Yosef HaTzadik. It's a big thing. So I give us a bracha. When you're standing by the menorah tonight, Chevra, try to think for a minute. Ask yourself. You have to ask yourself this question. What do I do? Where am I being moser nefesh for Hashem? And maybe make a hachlata, l'chavad chanukah. Like, what's something that I have in my life that, you know what, maybe it's time to just give it up. Maybe it's time to say goodbye. Maybe it's time to say, you know what, I don't need this. But I like it, I enjoy it, okay. But I'm going to give it up for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my Chanukah present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What am I going to donate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Chanukah? What's my Chanukah gelt that I'm going to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? All right, we should be zochah to be Moser Nefesh for Torah and to see miracles in our life. Min Omar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi.